This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers included an unexpected pitch for a particular gun safety measure as he delivered the annual State of the State message to state legislators in Madison last night. The Democrat wants to bring back the state's 48-hour waiting period between buying and taking possession of a gun from a federally licensed firearms dealer. Republicans got rid of the waiting period about a decade ago, saying there would still be a background check of the buyer. But gun safety advocates say the background check often moves very quickly and doesn't slow people intent on homicide or suicide. Evers made that same point last night.
Studies show that the time between when someone decides to take their life and attempts to do so is often less than 24 hours, and for about half, less than 10 minutes. The window for intervention is really short. Being able to purchase and possess a gun in minutes significantly increases the risk of firearm suicide and firearm homicide as well.
During his speech, Evers introduced the parents and widow of former Milwaukee alderperson and state representative Jonathan Brostoff, who used a gun to commit suicide in November. The legislature's top Republican, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss of Racine County, criticized the mention of Brostoff when later speaking with reporters.
Of course, all of us feel bad for Jonathan Brostoff's death, but to somehow use it as a cheap political stunt to try to get a piece of legislation passed that he knows is not going to happen really demeans Jonathan's memory, and I think it was kind of sad.
On other topics, Governor Evers emphasized what his team had released earlier in the day, that he was declaring 2025 the year of the kid in Wisconsin. As part of that effort, the governor wants a big increase in state funds spent on mental health services, going from $30 million in the current state budget to $300 million in the next.
To provide comprehensive mental health services in schools statewide, including support for peer-to-peer suicide prevention programs and expanded mental health training.
That applause came from legislative Democrats. Republicans appeared to sit quietly for all of the speech, and Voss, sitting behind Evers, shook his head a few times. Voss says his party's priorities this year are more state tax cuts, raising educational standards, and helping the Trump administration crack down on illegal immigration. Evers says Wisconsin cannot allow reckless decisions in Washington to stymie economic growth, noting many Wisconsin industries count on immigrant workers. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.